Two Standing in the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions.
Josh, our question today comes from one of our listeners who asked, if Judas Iscariot had asked for forgiveness for betraying him, would he have received it? And if Judas had received forgiveness and still hung himself, would he have went to heaven or to hell?
Well, first of all, let me say thanks to the listeners for sending in questions. We love to answer questions. We love to hear from our listeners. And this is a very good question. It's actually two questions, if I'm understanding it right. First, if Judas had asked for forgiveness for betraying Christ, would he have received it? So I'll answer that one first. The answer is resounding yes. Judas betrayed Christ. We know that. Betrayed him with a kiss. Betrayed him by turning him into the authorities. So we know that he did that. We know that it was sinful. We know that it was a rejection of Christ. It was bad. We understand that. And he didn't repent, and he didn't ask for forgiveness, and he died and went to hell. But if, and I know this is a what-if question, if he had asked for forgiveness, he would have received the same forgiveness that Peter received, because Peter denied Christ three times. And we know that Peter was restored. Peter was forgiven. Peter was placed as an apostle in the early church and preacher. And so, I would say, as I know it's what-if, but yes, he would have received forgiveness. Just like anyone would that comes to Christ and asks for forgiveness, he will in no wise cast you away. So I believe if Judas had, and I know we'll never know the answer to this, it's fun for us to think about, but yeah, he would have received forgiveness. And the answer to the second question is, yes, he would have went to heaven. I understand that the second question probably means if he killed himself, would he have went to heaven or hell? And my understanding of Scripture is that even in suicide, if it's a true believer and they commit suicide, not even that death, that type of death, will separate you from the love of Christ. If you are a true believer, not even suicide can separate you from the love of Christ and you go to heaven. So the question isn't how you died, it's have you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? So those are two good hypothetical questions, and I appreciate them and hope I gave some kind of a clear answer to what they were asking.
All right, and thank you for that. That is pastor and Bible teacher at West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. Feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.